Chapter 5. Halfway to the assembly area, I realized what a mess I was and ducked into the head by the NCO lounge. Corporal Kamehameha was hurriedly brushing her hair.
William, what happened to you?
Nothing. I turned on a tap and looked at myself in the mirror. Dried blood smeared all over my face and tunic. It was Mary Gay, Corporal Potter. Her suit, well, evidently it got a crease.
Dead?
No, just badly. She's going into surgery.
Don't use hot water. You'll just set the stain.
Oh, right. I used the hot to wash my face and hand, dabbed at the tunic with cold. Your squad's just 2 bays down from Al's, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you see what happened?
No. Yes, not when it happened.
For the first time, I noticed that she was crying, big tears rolling down her cheeks and off her chin. Her voice was even, controlled. She pulled at her hair savagely.
It's a mess.
I stepped over and put my hand on her shoulder.
Don't touch me!
She flared and knocked my hand off with the brush.
Sorry. Let's go.
At the door to the head, she touched me lightly on the arm.
William?
She looked at me defiantly.
I'm just glad it wasn't me, you understand? That's the only way you can look at it.
I understood, but I didn't know that I believed her.
I can sum it up very briefly, the Commodore said in a tight voice, if only because we know so little. Some 10 seconds after we destroyed the enemy vessel, two objects, very small objects, struck the anniversary amidships. By inference, since they were not detected and we know the limits of our detection apparatus, we know that they were moving in excess of 9/10 of the speed of light. That is to say, more precisely, their velocity vector normal to the axis of the anniversary was greater than 9/10 of the speed of light. They slipped in behind the repeller fields. When the anniversary is moving at relativistic speeds, it is designed to generate two powerful electromagnetic fields, one centered about 5,000 kilometers from the ship, and the other about 10,000 clicks away, both in line with the direction of motion of the ship. These fields are maintained by a ramjet effect, energy picked up from interstellar gas as we mosey along.